Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Episode 5.2, our movement snack for Get On The Floor More. So this week you have been hopefully trying out getting down on the floor more with your children or by yourself. Maybe you've gone for that picnic, maybe not. But no matter what, I want you to practice getting down on the floor. So our movement snack this week, in addition to getting down on the floor, is working on some hip mobility while you are down on the floor. Go down to the floor if you can right now. If not, go back and listen to this again when you are able to go down and sit on the floor. So your bottom's going to be on the floor, your feet are going to be on the floor, and your knees are going to be up towards the ceiling, if that makes sense. So instead of me sitting on the floor with my legs straight out in front of me, my knees are bent, my feet are on the floor, and my knees are pointing towards the ceiling. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring them about hip distance apart, and I'm going to pull them away so that they're in like a 45 degree angle, being my knees, the my lower leg and my upper leg would be at about a 45 degree angle. And what you're going to do is you're going to try to drop one knee down to the left side. The right knee is going to follow it. It's hard to explain this, but the right leg is going to follow down. And when you're in this position, if you look down at your legs, you're almost in a 90 degree with your front leg and a 90 degree with your back leg. And then without touching the floor, you're going to try to take those knees from the left side and you're going to sweep them around to the right side. And you can go back and forth from left knee down and right knee down without using your hands. And I have a few other exercises that you can do to go along with this. One where you're going to work on bringing your heel up off the floor, which will be some ankle mobility. It will also look at the rotation that you have in your lower leg. We'll also see if your hips are sticky. So you can have, when your feet are down and you're in that 90 degree position, so your front leg is in about a 90 degrees and your back leg's in about a 90 degrees, I want you to try to drop your bottom down to the floor and see if you can sit there. So if I put my hands on my hips will be in a straight line, and then if I continue to draw a straight line, my hand would then touch my heel. And then I'm going to lift my hip up. And then if I do a straight line again, my hand would go to my knee. So you'll be moving your hip down so your bottom is touching the floor. And then you're going to lift your hip up and your bottom is going to lift up off the floor. And you'll do this on both sides as well. So that's going to work on some hip mobility as well. So this week, it's a quick and easy one for you to practice. Like I mentioned, I do have videos that you can do. Just go to our community. It is FormFitMom, and I will have 3 videos posted there for you to be able to watch and try those exercises to see how your hips feel through different movements. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And if you notice anything that hurts, you know, feel free to ask me a question and I will be here to help you answer them. Have a great week.